Welcome back to the God Squad.
What up?
How are we?
How you feeling? It's been a week. We missed you. What's going on? It's our same business always around here. We're just living life.
Only slightly different. We're going to do three cases twice weekly. Just see how that goes. So, I don't know. Maybe you'll like it. Maybe you won't.
Yeah, we're trying new things. It's what life's about. And have you ever been a baby and have you ever smoked a vape? Did you ever vape when you were a baby, man?
Dude, like, that's actually how I came into this world.
Nice.
Okay, I came out vaping.
Well, we're going to have a look at a vape baby. It actually is a thing that exists.
Next up, I want to talk about probably the stupidest picture that I think I've ever found on the internet. I'll give you a hint. It's just titled PC Barbecue.
Let me guess. The SJWs are coming for our barbecues now. They're not happy with the vegan protesting. They're going to come into our backyards.
If only it was that logical.
Yeah, great. It's not even that logical, right? And then, as a millennial, Cam, as a young person listening to this, probably you can agree with us too. One thing is for sure, we're all addicted to selfies.
Oh, dude, if I don't take a selfie, I actually get the tremor shakes.
Yeah, when I take selfies, I say, it's time for a selfie, like I call them selfies. That's how much I love selfies as a millennial. And thank God, Madame Tussauds in Sydney, the Wax Museum, has come through with the Selfie Butler.
What a vital service. Let's get cracking.
God is dead. Case one.
Vape baby.
Maybe the preface, who fucking cares, for this is we're not, like, shaming kinks.
No, we're not here to
kink
shame.
We're not kink shamers, but don't look at this yet. I've got it up on my laptop. Don't look at this, but let me just explain what's going on. I found this little role play picture.
I just read the color first scheme. Three words colors, yeah.
The color scheme, we've got like a purple background. It's really blurred out. I think it's a bit deep fried, but they're all like little love hearts, pink, white, light blue. At the top, it says in kind of Sharpie font, Vape Baby.
And marker each, felt for those playing at home.
And each side of the Vape Baby title has a cloud emoji, kind of a blowing smoke emoji. Why don't I just read out this interaction? It is pretty normal to have these kind of interactions.
Hit me up.
Me. As in the fucking picture, not me, can I just say?
Yeah, me, like, you know, when people do the scripting memes, it's like they're like a screenwriter.
I'm not a vape baby, okay? I'm a vape adult. Let's blow some clouds tonight. All right, me, daddy, I think, F-I-N-K, I think I might need a new vape. What the fuck? So baby already has a vape.
Okay, daddy, I think I might need a new vape.
Daddy, I have an announcement for you. I've just shat my pants and I need a new vape.
I think that happened. Yeah, firstly, think.
F-I-N-K. We're going into the baby mode.
All right, okay, baby
it
talk.
It is vape baby. Daddy, colon. All right, baby girl slash boy.
Very gender neutral.
I suppose this is also, you can apply it to your own life.
That's what I like. It's like ad libs. It's like circle the one that you are. Or like when you're filling out the immigration forms, it's like, are you a mister, a missus, a doctor? All right, baby girl slash boy.
And baby girl, one word. It's very cute. Get dressed. The fuck? And we'll go to the vape shop. Me. And instead of asterisks for action, you know how, like, if I said scratch his head, it would be asterisk, scratch his head, asterisk. They've got little love hearts here. Me, hearts, gets dressed, more hearts. 20 minutes later at the vape shop. Wow, they were locals.
Yep.
Daddy holds my hand and guides me to the new sets of vapes.
This is hot, dude. I'm kind of into it.
I love how detailed it is.
Yeah, it's like, I don't know. They told me the amount of time that would pass between them and the vape shop. It's not later at the vape shop.
It gets pretty bad here.
Okay, hit me.
Now pick what you want, sweetie, but not too expensive. Me.
Hearts.
Hearts. Wanders around looking at the vapes. So the baby, it can walk, I suppose, but it's still, like, it still needs to get dressed and stuff. So it's obviously, I don't know. I'm thinking four, three. Looks around at the vapes. Ooh, I like this one.
I like this one. I think I do, Daddy.
So why is the baby talking like this, but it can understand the concept of, like, not too expensive, you know, get dressed. I think I might need a new vape. I think I like this one. Points at pink chrome vape. Daddy. Oh, that's adorably cool looking one, sweetie.
Well written.
Yeah, it's terribly written. Hearts. Tells cashier which one I want. Come on, little one. Let's pay for your new vape now. Hearts, gives cashier money required.
Jesus.
Me, hearts again. Walks out of the vape shop. Oh, I love as well, gives cashier money required. So the baby, like, you couldn't just think of like $200. Also, you know how to say gives cashier money required, but before that it's, I want the whittle vape, daddy. Yeah. And then it suddenly gives cashier money required.
I mean, this is the real world. It's a goddamn transaction, baby.
Capitalism. Me, walks out of the vape shop with a new vape and strawberry bubblegum juice.
It's actually my favourite juice.
My favourite vape flavour too. Ooh, I love it. Puffs out a cloud of smoke. Daddy, oh, fuck me.
Read it out, read it out. I can see it. Daddy, oh, hearts, kisses my forehead. Now you read it. Read the final line, Bryce. Come on.
My whittle cloud chaser.
My whittle cloud chaser.
Why does a dad suddenly talk like a baby?
I just don't get any of this. This has got to be a joke, right?
Well,
is it a joke?
It's a short story. It's a role play. Like, I don't understand the point of this. Is it just like, wow, I wish I was a baby again?
I expected this to get way more kinky. This is just a story about these guys buying a vape. Like this is a normal thing to do.
What would happen to a baby if it was regularly vaping?
As a biologist, I reckon the baby would, I don't know, probably start believing in conspiracy theories.
Fedora happens.
Maybe the baby will get an electronic skateboard. Yeah. Maybe the baby will...
cargo shorts.
Yeah, start playing Magic the Gathering.
Vape tricks, gets a sponsor.
Yeah, probably gets heaps into card tricks. I feel like magic goes hand in hand with vaping.
Cool, yeah. So, all right.
Get some fingerless gloves.
Damn, this is a cool baby and a cool daddy, because the daddy was buying all this stuff for the baby. What is it about? I mean, because you know an adult made this.
I just don't... Okay, so the thing that hits me about this, I don't know why somebody made this. This is not an important...
The point?
Yeah, there's no point. There's no point to creating this. It's not like...
Because it's not kinky enough that they're, like, jerking off.
No. You don't get a friggin' boner for vape, baby. Like, there's no moral to the story as well. It's like, baby wants a vape, daddy and baby go to shop. Yes. They get the vape and they pay... recommended retail price. Like,
nothing cool happens.
There's no conflicts. There's no like story arc. There's no beginning, middle, end. It's just middle.
I need
a slice of this person's day.
Yeah, like, oh, I need a new toothbrush. This one's a bit gross. Goes to the Coles, gets toothbrush. Thanks. Brushes teeth.
Now I have a toothbrush.
My pink chrome toothbrush.
This is honestly the shittest story I think I've ever read in my entire life.
There's no point to it.
There's no point. Why does this exist? The thing that is...
But adults speaking in fucking baby language.
Oh, yeah. No, that can go to fucking hell. But you were telling me before that the whole baby fetish thing has kind of been coming across your radar lately.
Yeah, forever. Like, I mean, ages ago, there was a thing called Rainforest 2015.
So for those of you who don't know, it's a furry convention.
But I suppose when you get furry conventions, there are parts of that population, and we have it everywhere. People that are into being a baby to the point where it gets them off.
Should we just explain? If you don't know what a furry is, it's somebody who dresses up like an animal.
It's a massive, elaborate costume, thousands of dollars to build if you get a really good one.
Yep.
And it's definitely a lifestyle.
My cousin's a furry. I got a cousin who's a furry. I was telling you before, basically what happens is, like, let's say we've got like a family event. It's like a Christmas or a significant birthday. He'll do an hour as him, and then he'll get into his lion suit and then just come back and, yeah, just be the lion. He even changes his name when he's a lion.
Whoa.
Yeah, super different. So I guess
it's commitment,
like,
to the lifestyle.
Yeah, it is commitment to the lifestyle, and he goes to like conventions and stuff. But that is just the costume side of it. So there's this whole other side of it where it's kind of gone beyond the costumes and become a kink. So the kind of thing where me and another lion might, you know, fuck.
Right.
Super fuck.
I think it's called yiffing, possibly. I think it is.
I love when things have their own language, and I'm just like, oh man, I just feel so innocent when I hear that shit. And what's that other term that I've heard? What's clopping?
Clothing is like masturbating to My Little Pony.
Okay, that's...
Again, look, we're not kink-shaming anything. We're just saying they exist, right?
And the whole thing... Jerk it to whatever the fuck you want.
Yeah, yeah. And so there's a whole thing where at Rainforest 2015, this conference that I was finding, someone's compilated, basically compiled, who cares how you say it, has put together all the different tweets and images that came out of Rainforest 2015. And the problem with that was that... They had to close the pool, they had to close the spa, they had to monitor the lobbies all the time because people were walking around in bondage gear, but also with nappies filled with poo, putting shit, pissed nappies on cars, throwing them in the spa and stuff, and around the lobby where there's kids and stuff, right? So where does the line genuinely go as human beings where we go, okay, if you find sexual pleasure from imagining that you're a baby, there's nothing really that we can say to, you know, to...
Yeah, as long as you don't do it with babies, right?
Like, if you're an adult and the other person's an adult...
Yeah, two consenting adults, go crazy,
and you both in your mind,
crazy,
you think you're babies,
right?
It's like, look, not for me, but... Again, like, it's your life, whatever, right? As long as you're not actually fucking around with anything bad, right? When it comes to, like, do you think it's... Because this whole idea of kink shaming, right?
Yeah.
Is it kink shaming to say, please don't wear a nappy in this public lobby filled with shit, even though you're pretending to be a baby and you've got a dummy in your mouth?
I think also because...
And you've got a boner at the same time.
Well, that's the thing, because I saw that one tweet that was like, just a friendly reminder that you shouldn't be walking around an event, which is not an 18 plus event. It's for kids as well. There's like a picture of an 11-year-old in this thread who's dressed up like a furry. But yeah, the tweet says, you probably shouldn't be walking around here with a diaper filled with shit, piss and a boner. So... I think it's pretty fucked up just to walk around children with an erection. And I think it's pretty fucked up to want to shit yourself, but like, man.
Again, it's your life.
Again, your life.
Don't be doing
your life. Go shit yourself if you want.
Don't be shitting in the public spa.
But that's it. It's like, kinks aside, if you smell like shit, fuck off.
Mm.
We don't need people who smell like shit. like... There is a general standard of hygiene that I'd expect you to bring, and that is not to do with kinks.
Right, that's it, that's for just... sure. And so I guess that is the problem with the baby fetish, is babies have to be washed by another person. So when
and then
you're
they can just
around...
post on the excuse that, oh, you're actually kink-shaming me because I've thrown my diaper on some stranger's car.
Yeah, whoa, don't be kink-shaming. It's actually giving me sexual pleasure. But like, yeah, dude, but now I've got shit stains on my car. Oh, but whoa, leave me alone.
Yeah.
I mean, it's anyone throwing their sexual stuff at you in public, whether it be people making out aggressively in public, whether it be shitting a diaper in public and getting a boner and then pissing with the boner in the nappy. It sucks.
It's like...
But this is crazy. It exists. Like, people just... We talked about this in a previous episode where it's like, we've got this... We've said God is dead because of our, like, how your horny brain... can just make you do the most shameless things.
And then it's like, what happens after? Like, you've seen all those memes where it's like when the porn...
Once you've nutted and the porn...
The porn ends. The porno ends. I don't know, the pornog. I love pornog. Yeah, and the pornog ends and it's like, you know, like the meme will be like, porn is literally the most disgusting thing in the fucking world. And it's like, okay, right. So if that's just happening... from watching porn, what happens if you've actually shat yourself, then you've nutted.
You nutted and then you look at your shit
and then
like...
you're just like, oh, well, now I gotta fucking clean all this shit. Also, like, I suck. I'm covered in shit and I suck.
It look, again, if it's in your own home and there's no actually illegal shit going on, then sure, you can walk around with a nappy on and a dummy, and if someone finds it attractive too, you guys... You got lucky, you know, you found your soulmate or whatever. But, I mean, just don't be having a... Or have the convention be, like, get an ID to come in it or something. Because they're in a public hotel. It's like the Hilton Hotel or something. So all these guests are like, hey, why is the pool closed? Oh, we had to close it early because people were fucking in it and shitting in it. Like,
yeah, wearing a costume doesn't give you that privilege.
No. And so to bring it back to Vape Baby, I'm glad it's just a picture. It doesn't seem to be sexual, but damn, isn't it just a little bit of a gateway into
you know, shitting on a car.
Shitting on a car, yeah. One puff of a vape, and that's what'll happen to you.
Final judgment.
So, Bryce, vape baby and rain forest and diapers in the hotel lobby.
Yeah.
Did they tell you that God's dead?
I mean, what do you fucking think?
Because vape baby doesn't. Vape baby, I'm like, okay, this just tells me that this person sucks at story writing.
Oh, but I also think baby talk as a whole thing to be cute. Baby talk to be cute to me. It's honestly, I can't even handle it when people talk to dogs like babies or when people talk to babies. What you doing?
Well, you're like, hey, mate, how are you?
Yeah, say something.
You're a cold, cold dude.
Man, it's just like when someone hands me a baby.
How's it going?
Yeah, what's up? Like, you know, everyone does this stupid bullshit where they'll hand the baby around. It's like a blunt at a party. They're handing around, they're handing the baby around at the party, right? And everyone gets the baby and goes, oh, what you doing, Josh? What you doing? The baby's not going to fucking tell you anything. It's just, oh, well, what do you think about the climate change debate? And then I get the baby. Am I expected to go, while everyone's staring at me? Pay me if you want me to perform for you. Like, shit.
You're a hater. I love talking to babies and dogs in a funny voice. I think it's fun. It feels good. It makes me feel like I'm not the freaking jaded person that I actually am.
Sure, yeah.
But I like
being
on their level.
So, I guess baby talk for me, I'm already pretty tapped out once baby talk gets into it. As anything. It doesn't even have to be about vape baby. And then, so you've got something like Rainforest 2015. And what I hate, in some of these tweets that you see in this big old thread, there's like 150 photos. So there's no point reading them all out.
I should just note that one of them is just a dude's asshole.
Gaping asshole.
It's
yeah.
Like, oh, you can see the guy's like throat.
But some of the people's defense seems to be, you're just kink shaming us. Well, it's like, listen, if you and another adult decide that pretending to be a baby is the height of sexual gratification for you, and you're doing that in a confined space, and, you know, that's whatever. I'm not going to lose sleep knowing that that's happening at all. Fine.
Go bananas.
Live your life. Honestly, do not care. But if I'm checking into a public hotel, and let's even say I've got, like, kids or something, and I step in a nappy, or I drive over a soiled nappy, or I go to use the pool and there's cum in it and shit, right? And then you turn to me and say, well, hold on, mister, you're kink-shaming me. No, I'm just saying don't shit in public. Like, there are just rules that we have about that. And so, again, it's like, look.
That's it, man. It's like,
everyone here in these threads is going, oh, well, we're just being kink-shamed for being furries. It's like, no. You could be in any costume. You could have no costume and do a shit in public and people are going to have a problem with it.
That's it. What happens when kinks compete? Because my kink might be to not step in shit. Or my kink is to swim in a pool.
Man, my kink.
With no cum.
I'm a sapiosexual. Oh, I'm attracted to intelligence. Well, with my vape.
I don't know. I'm attracted to hygiene. Like, I just think hygiene and decent personal standards, you know, it's just, I don't know, it's kind of hot, right?
Right. Right. And you know what? Even if someone's kink is poor hygiene, again, it's like just the whole act of doing it in public, because then you're dragging people who might not have that kink into your kink just because they can smell you
doing it. And what if my kink shame is kink shaming? Huh? What happens then? Well, that's it. That's
a Rubik's Cube.
That's what I was sort of talking about before. I think mental gymnastics and this whole, like, you know, like, oh, this is technically, like, anything where you get into technicality or semantics is just, no one's going to win. No one's going to win that war.
Yeah.
I think that there needs to be sort of objective rules. Like,
yeah, I don't think we need to break down and look at the motivations behind not wanting to swim in a spa filled with poo.
Yeah, I think.
Why do we need to sit down and go, well, hold on. You're being a little discriminatory.
Is that technically a bigoted thing to say? Yeah, it's like, no, god damn it. I'm so fucking sick of people like analyzing all that shit when it's like, you know what I fucking meant, dickhead. You know what I fucking meant. I just don't want shit on my fucking hands.
God's dead.
Boom. God is dead. Case two.
PC barbecue.
Every now and then when you're scrolling, there's a moment. And it's a moment that I'm deeply grateful for.
Mm.
It's not a moment when you see good content. It's a moment when you see bad content. And sometimes
it's unironic and it's meant to be good.
Exactly.
Yeah,
and the
right.
moment is so juicy that you literally look at your phone and say, I don't think I've ever seen anything more stupid in my entire life.
Whoa. Nothing?
I don't know, man. This is pretty fucking dumb.
Mm.
Okay, so this particular meme gave me that feeling. It's titled Politically Correct Barbecue. It has a picture of like a Weber barbecue, you know, yeah. Like the alien spaceship looking ones.
Yeah.
And just like the tackiest graphic design you've ever seen. It's just a list. It's got 4 bullet points.
Yeah.
And then 7 laughing emojis.
Oh, it must be funny.
It must. That's it. It must be funny. Someone's already laughing. Can I just say, if you're putting... It's the laugh track of our generation. I know that that's already a popular tweet, but damn.
I never heard that take before, actually. But
that's what it is. It's like, you know, like, Ross, did you eat all my Ross food? Fucking, I don't know. That's a shitty...
I never watched
fucking...
Friends ever in my life. Okay, no offense. Ross? Not because I think it's bad or anything. I'm just not, like, there's no reason for me to do it. I don't know. But people go...
You haven't seen Friends?
Oh,
oh my God.
Get away from me.
Don't kink shame me. All right, so this particular one.
My Seinfeld nappy.
Yeah. So good. Okay, so what is a politically correct barbecue? Well, somebody has decided to define it. And man, like, you know when people say like, oh, the right can't meme, the left can't meme. I'm like, I don't give a fuck who can meme, but this person cannot meme. So this is what a PC barbecue looks like.
Yep.
Burgers made of leaves. That's point one of four. Okay. The second point is caffeine-free beer.
What?
Isn't all beer caffeine? Like, what the fuck?
Wait, does beer have caffeine in it?
No, no.
I didn't think so.
No, but apparently in a PC barbecue...
caffeine is problematic.
Yeah, exactly. Well, the whole world's PC going mad. Can't even have caffeine in my beer. Can't get friggin' energetic when I'm getting drunk.
It's like doctors advise to not mix alcohol and energy, like, right? Drinks or caffeine.
That's the legal
whatever.
Version of speedballing. Yeah, Cal River Phoenix much. Died if he was a bit more,
right,
know,
and so
Christian.
It's like, well, doctors, you know, need a little PC for me.
Well, that's it. It's like, oh, man.
But also, wait, let's not even fucking go there because beer doesn't have caffeine in it.
That's the problem. That's what I'm saying. It's like, has this guy had this experience where he's been like, oh, I'm at a liberal arts college student and they said, hey, do you want a beer? Beer didn't even have caffeine.
I looked at the ingredients. I was like, they've changed this.
What? America used to be cool. Wow. All right. So the third thing that this politically correct barbecue has is, in quotation marks, alternative. That's the end of quotation marks. Rock on stereo. Alternative rock on stereo. Like, imagine vilifying alternative rock.
Like, alternative rock?
Alternative rock? Like, it's just such a weird choice to be like, this is the hyper left's music.
The anthem that we all
anthem.
Have.
Yeah, the fucking Chili's. Yeah. No. Like... What?
What does he listen to?
I don't know.
Death metal or something
I guess.
Is the cool thing?
Like, what even is alternative rock?
I would say more vegans and vegetarians listen to, like, extremely aggressive hip-hop than, alternative rock,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
Man.
But, I mean, like, even then, it's like, people, like, music doesn't define you. I think that's, like, one of the biggest flaws that, like, Most people have.
I listen to this band and it means that I'm now this.
Unless you're in the band, you don't get to claim identity.
Mm. I was thinking about this the other day, how like in high school listening to... I mean, it might have been a Central Coast thing because it's not quite... We were a bit like disconnected from reality, but...
in the magical Central Coast.
Yeah. But it's funny how it's like an hour away from Sydney, but it's on the fucking planet.
Dude, because I went to like one of the northmost schools on like the edge of Sydney. So yeah, we had heaps of coasties, but then we also had like, you know, the kids from like Hornsby and Barowra and stuff.
Mm.
And man, we did not mingle.
Oh yeah, right. Nah. Damn, wow. It's weird how that works. But, you know, you get... I remember in year 10, it'd be like, well, I remember in high school, it'd be like, the XX, I'm listening to that while studying. So not only am I kind of cool to listen to the XX, but I'm just flexing on you that I'm studying too. Or it was always paired with drinking tea, because that's my personality.
Oh, no.
Having 3 types of tea bags in my cupboard.
That's quite... educated for a high school student, isn't it?
The XX.
Well, just all of that. Like, I'm drinking tea and studying. There was no pride like that at my high school.
I gotta say, was, you know, there's pockets of people that are into it, and obviously there's pockets that aren't.
I was like doing burnouts and drinking cocksucking cowboys,
listening to the XX.
Yeah, probably. Honestly, like fucking, like, we actually liked alternative rock. I think. Like, that was quite big at my high school for some reason. Like, everyone's like, you know, when you discover Nirvana in high school and you're like, I'm the fucking shit.
Yeah.
All right, so the fourth thing at a politically correct barbecue, instead of fireworks, burn constitution. 7 laugh emojis. Boom, coming at you. Instead of fireworks, burn the constitution, because that's politically correct. Fucking hell.
What would happen if social justice is achieved by burning the constitution?
Right? Like, okay.
Like, it makes sense, man.
Oh, it does make sense. I mean, that is what the hyper left want. They want a burnt constitution and a burger made out of a leaf.
And not even vegetables. A leaf. In autumn as well, like crushed up
it's
and fucked.
The deciduous trees provide us with the burgers.
Final judgment.
So you see a little meme like this pop into your feed. You say it's one of the dumbest things you've seen this year. Does that mean you think God is dead?
So you know how when people talk about being stuck in a system, like, my dad was a gambler, so I've become a gambler because it's all you've ever known. And until that person actually meets somebody who's like a successful older person who isn't a gambler, they don't realize that they can get out of the gambling rut.
Yeah, sure.
So what that is your mind saying you can only be what you've seen.
Yeah.
Right? And that's why sometimes when you see people who've gotten so low in life or, you know, they're shooting up heroin or something like that, your brain looks at them like a train wreck and it keeps looking and it doesn't want to look because it says, this is how bad you could be. Right. This is actually possible. Somebody is living this particular life.
Yeah.
Now, when I see this meme, I'm like, holy shit, it is possible to be this fucking dense. And that freaks me out, man, because now I've seen that this is the fruit of an idiot's labor and that this is just one person. This is just one person who happened to know how to compile the image. This could be millions of people around the world.
It's always weird that they have some kind of Photoshop skills.
It is weird.
Because if you're not listening, or if you're so sheltered that you think beer has caffeine in it and you think they want to burn the Constitution, how'd you learn how to do that?
Yeah, right? Ultimately, this has woken me up to the possibility of how dumb we can be as people. And I just don't think if there were a God, that God would allow it.
And also just God would help us come to a conclusion about what politically correct even means. I feel like that is such an issue at the moment where some people think politically correct means, hey, let's just be decent and just be fair enough with each other. That's their kind of reality. And then some people think politically correct means like screaming with a megaphone at someone because their shoelaces are the wrong color. Because it's offensive to wear orange in my yellow house. You know what I mean? And so why can't we just, can God just dangle down a little freaking notepad that says, here's what it means. All right, everyone, shut up.
Just let's all just agree on the terms before we fucking tear each other to shreds.
PC is the, I mean, this election, we'll see it so much. Like, you know, all the hard right parties.
Oh, the fucking Daily Telegraph.
Yeah, yeah. PC gone wrong.
It's like, oh my God, catchphrases gone fucking wrong.
So is this meant to be PC gone wrong? I suppose so. This is what world we're going to live in, man, if the loony left get their way.
Your beer won't have caffeine anymore.
Yeah, no, I use beer to study.
Don't talk to me till I've had my caffeinated beer.
Yeah.
That's what I tell them.
Where the wine mum's at. I'll say, look, I think God's dead as well, because it's gotten to the point now where not even the humble barbecue that's meant to bring together folks from everywhere can be a safe place to get along with people anymore. Because apparently the hyper-politically correct folks out there will not let you in. Instead of like showing an ID, you got to show your leaves, you got to show your caffeine-free beer, you got to name 3 alternative rock bands, and you got to have your constitution ready to burn.
But ultimately, yeah. I mean, God's definitely in the grave here. The fact that somebody is just grasping at straws and calling it comedy.
Yeah, this is a desperate meme.
This is so desperate.
Because it's so far outside the box. You could totally make this exact same meme, but it would hit way closer to home for not only the people that disagree with it, but people that agree with it. Both sides would be like, well, I am a little like this. Or, yeah, they are a little like that,
it's
right?
It's like we could make an objectively better meme even if I... fundamentally disagreed with what I was saying.
Totally, but apparently...
apparently, that's the problem. The guy is just a fucking idiot.
He's clutching so hard.
Nothing. It's like, dude, where did you do your research? In your own fucking head?
God is dead because obviously whatever series of events led to this meme are not godly events. Something happened to this dude.
Something happened to this dude. And that's the problem. This dude might be everywhere on this freaking planet. And we just... We know that now. Thanks to the politically correct barbecue meme.
God is dead, case three.
Selfie butler.
Here we are. It is 2019. The world is obsessed with selfies.
If you're not obsessed with selfies...
You're not a young person.
You're not a cool, hip, young person.
Mm.
Despite the fact that millennials are like 40.
Yeah, it's funny how they... Anyway, that's a whole other thing. Gen Z, probably still obsessed. Gen nothing else. Whatever the one below is.
Is Gen Z, yeah? Below Gen Z. I don't know.
Gen X? No. That's...
Peppa Pig generation.
Yeah. So look, I got an email... I would say last year, start of last year, from the one and only Madame Tussauds Wax Museum in Sydney. For those that haven't seen it.
Madame Tussauds basically makes wax figures of celebrities. They look identical to celebrities. So maybe every now and then you'll see a photo on your friend's Instagram of them with Leonardo DiCaprio.
And you go, you met Leonardo DiCaprio?
Psych, they met a wax figure at Madame Tussauds.
Epic prank. It's... kind of a weird concept, isn't it? Because it's just...
It's super weird. Why would you pay money for that? I don't know.
People... I mean, it is cool to see it, but, it's then, cool, like, but the idea of flexing with it,
like,
if you met them, that's the weird part.
No. I agree. Like, it's cool in the artistry of it, right? Like, you're seeing, like, I mean, they're incredible sculptures.
Yeah.
But fucking posting about it? I don't know. Maybe I'm too critical.
Nah, weird flex, I think. And so, Madame Tussauds have come up with an epic idea, because we all want to take photos at Madame Tussauds. We want to cop those selfies. We want to have those fake Leonardo DiCaprio flexes, right? So why don't I just read you what was going on about a year ago, 1st of March 2018. Move over, Instagram boyfriends. The selfie butler is here.
Hello, and there's a picture of the selfie butler. So he's dressed in all white, like butler, you know, the three-piece suit. Oh, I guess he's taking the jacket off in this one. And he's a typically handsome guy. Going to give him that. But his look is very... What would you call that look?
A little brewery?
Yeah, it is so brewery. Or it's like, if you had to cast a barista in an insurance ad, you would get this guy.
Mm.
And he's just taking a photo of the camera. So he's like holding it up.
Big beard, shaved head, brown beard, brown hair.
Good looking.
White gloves on, phone in his hand, sort of taking a picture and looking at the camera though.
Boom.
Right, says Madame Tussauds Sydney in the background. How epic. Why don't we just see if this video has anything decent in it? They've made a little... like sizzle reel of the selfie butler in action. Ooh.
All right, so the selfie butler's getting ready in the way that a butler would. He's holding like a butler plate, and there's a phone that a group of girls put the phone on the butler plate. Oh, and now he's taking a photo of the group of girls with the wax museum.
Royal family, wax museum.
Yeah, the wax statue of the queen. All right, now they're with... Is that Kimmy K?
It's Megan... what's...
Fuck, I know nobody.
What's the Australian model? Megan...
Gale.
Megan Gale.
Yeah.
And they're in like a fashion runway, and that's it, right? So we go 3, 2, 1.
Then they take a photo. And then it comes up, with your selfie butler.
Limited time only. So let's have a look at what they've said in this epic description.
Can I just say one thing about that video?
Sure.
That soundtrack is the most PR agency soundtrack that you can do.
Really?
You know, that freaking like, drive a friggin' Mercedes down a dirt road or something. Mm, probably not a Mercedes.
It's so
but
boss.
Yeah.
Mm. So here we go. Thursday, March 1, 2018. Give your selfie, as in self-ie, give yourself fuck off a break with Madame Tussauds Sydney's personal photo service. Now, Cam, I want to ask you a question.
Hit me.
Hands up if the worst part of going out with friends, the worst part, is the struggle to get a group photo.
For all the podcast listeners, my hands are up.
Double hands.
Double
right?
hands.
You try to give it a shot, but someone always has to be the photographer.
That cunt.
The selfie stick? Let's be real, that pole ruins the shot. A random? Well, they don't really have the time nor the care to capture your perfect angle.
all of these are problems and great pain points that I relate to.
If only you had your own personal photographer to follow you around.
Just imagine that world. Well, I should probably disregard it because it's just in my imagination.
Imagine
right?
No longer.
What?
Whoa. The worst thing about going out has been solved, right? Fuck. Introducing the Selfie Butler. Today, Madame Tussauds Sydney has launched a personal photo service to relieve the Instagram boyfriends of Sydney, brackets, plus your arm, and provide guests with the opportunity to hire a selfie butler to capture all their images during their visit to the iconic Darling Harbour attraction. Can I just say, there is nothing iconic. If you live in Sydney, you know Darling Harbour is a shithole.
It's
like
a fucking shithole.
It's a bleak place. There's all these tourist attractions, but fuck, there's an energy there that you just can't replicate in any, even like a post-apocalyptic fucking movie. It's just something weird about it.
Just imagine for those who, for people who aren't from Sydney, like a shitty tourist magnet that was hot maybe in the late 80s.
Yeah.
And now it's just a casino with a few tourist traps.
You ever been to the food court in Darling Harbour?
Dude, that is where happiness goes to die.
It's bad.
That is so sad. And expensive, which I don't like things that are sad or expensive, so I hate that.
Available from the 5th to the 18th of March, this exclusive service is available at Madame Tussauds Sydney and includes 1 hour with the service of a personal photographer to capture all your Insta-worthy pics on your device for individuals or groups of up to 5 paying guests.
So you got to pay for it.
And just like the video says, meet and greet the royal family, walk the catwalk, and strike a pose with Megan Gale. Even in 2018, I don't know if Megan Gale's been in the headlines.
I got to say, that's a weird choice.
Like, a weird flex.
Do you have to get their permission to make a wax statue of them?
I assume. Oh, actually, I have no idea. But I know Megan Gale is a legend, right? But I mean, I was going to, like, if you were to have the most poppin' model, I would probably use someone like Kendall Jenner.
Yeah.
Or maybe you're right, they don't have permission.
Yeah.
I mean, but Megan Gale is a bit of a reach.
She's like,
well, it's not the first name that comes to mind when you think model. In 2019.
No, you go like what? Kardashian, like
Kendall Jenner.
Kendall Jenner. Emrata.
Emrata. You go maybe even the Hadids.
Yeah. There you go. The Hadids.
You know,
yep.
Maybe a different demographic, though, I'm not sure. And plan to kiss on the dreamy Liam Hemsworth.
Mm-hmm.
Let the selfie butler capture the moment with all your friends without you having to even lift a finger or leave anyone out. So apparently, the selfie butler service is $55.
Holy shit.
Which includes one entry into Madame Tussauds Sydney, usually $42 per adult. Fuck,
dude. I would fucking find a person who wants to take the photos. I'd be like, here's their ticket. And then I'd save. I'd be like, hey, man, here's $10. Just fucking snap some pics and you get to see some cool wax statues.
But you get 1 hour with the selfie butler, max 5 per session. All additional guests must have a valid entry ticket. Unlimited photos. And it was between like certain at 1 hour periods.
Oh my God. This is the definition of a choosy beggar, isn't it?
So.
Because like when you first brought up like Madame Tussauds selfie butler, I assumed it was a promo, like not enough people coming to the wax museum, which you could understand why that would be a problem, right? Seen it once, that's
for
it.
For sure, yeah.
Yeah, and so I was like, oh, maybe this is just a way to get like a new crowd into the door, the, I don't know, selfie-obsessed crowd or something. Mm. But nope, it's a service. It's just another frigging crap.
You have to pay more money.
Cash grab, yeah.
But you know what's insane?
What's insane?
The selfie butler is not, by definition, not taking selfies.
No,
that's
a group photo.
That's how fucking out of touch they are. It's a group photo. A selfie, like literally, you look at the Oscars selfie, there's like 19,000 people in it. It's not that hard. And
they made it out to be like an Everest.
I don't want to go out because we're not going to be able to take selfies.
Yeah, right. Yeah, yeah. No, I don't want to go out because Sydney's fucking closed.
Dude, congrats on the wedding, but I can't go. I have no one to take my selfies.
Don't worry. Our wedding comes with a selfie butler.
Oh, thank fuck.
It's like, only $55 per
head.
Hour.
Yeah, fuck. And like, so you have to understand that this is not a selfie, Madame Tussauds. Whoever fucking wrote this brief, look at yourself in the mirror.
Look at your selfie.
Look. Oh, fuck me.
Fuck, that was trash.
You ever thought about working for Madame Tussauds, man?
I hate myself.
That's the kind of noise they'd make when they came up with the idea. Oh, we're going to be rich.
Hey, don't kink shame them, man. Don't kink shame them.
Oh, yeah, they're money kink. Anyway, look, I think it's not even a fucking selfie. And I love it so much how it reeks. It fucking stinks of, you know, Okay, guys, we're at this roundtable discussion. Fuck, we need to hit young people. Oh, man, they're just so hard to communicate to. They're fucking addicted to their phones. They just, I don't know what they want. They have 2 second attention spans. Oh, my God, they're addicted to selfies.
Boom.
Every ad on TV, it'll be a young person going, selfie. And I'm like, listen. Okay, listen, motherfucker. I don't give a shit about selfies. I'm not addicted to them. And even my mates who are the most popping on online, I think they can... They can go with that. They're not taking... It's not even... Like, it's not about photos. It's selfies, right? We take a lot of photos as young people, but, like, selfies. It's like calling them even a selfie. I'd never say to someone, let's take a selfie. I'd say, let's take a photo.
Yeah, I would never actually call it a selfie. That's
you know
so true.
It's a selfie but, just by being alive.
Yeah, but you never know? Actually use that word. That's so true. I've never thought about that.
Selfie time. No, maybe at... You know, this PR company, when it's Friday drinks, they go, selfie time. Yeah. Like, possibly, but oh, I mean...
God, what an existence.
Fuck.
Final judgment.
So, the selfie butler, is he a beacon of God or is he a beacon of the devil?
He is a gigantic testament to narcissism.
That's
basically what it is, isn't it? It's like, well, this whole thing is like, I mean, like... It's such a easy, I'm 14 and this is deep criticism, isn't it? To just say, like, any kind of celebrityism is inherently self-centered and egoistic. But fucking hell, man. Experience stardom? No! Stand next to some fucking wax statues. Why does everything have to be blown up
I went to the wax museum as a kid and it was awesome, but, like, in England, I think it was, but, like... Just the selfie butler. Fuck. Because,
yeah, I mean,
man.
Well, that's problematic as well, isn't it? It's just that, like, classic.
Butler?
Oh, yeah, I mean, the. Oh, God, fuck that. But, like, when people do use semiotics to define generations. So, you know.
Yeah,
little shortcuts where it's, you know, I think we've talked about it before. Baby boomers are entitled. Oh, no, wait. No, millennials are entitled, right?
Baby boomers are.
They bought a house for $12 back
and a shilling.
Yeah, back in the 1500s.
So you reckon baby boomers are. They bought a house for a dollar. Gen X is sort of the innocent one. I don't know. What's
no,
their
Gen
thing?
X is the apathy. It's like the Kurt
Cobain. Yeah, that's what I mean. That's what I mean. Like, they didn't do anything bad. Also, they didn't really fix anything. They're just like. Yeah, okay, we're just coasting along, and then we are the entitled, lazy fucks, but also the ones that are actually, like, fighting back, kind of, and then Gen Z is just Fortnite.
And suicide memes.
Yeah.
That's what I love about Gen Z is the suicide memes. I reckon if you're listening or watching...
I don't know if I'm on Gen Z or why. I haven't checked.
You're probably... You'd be on the cusp.
Yeah, I can choose my reality.
Yeah, man.
I'm going the Fortnite one.
Yeah, well, I'm 45, so I'm... I'm definitely... I don't know, the apathetic one. No, I'm not 45, for the record.
Well, should we confirm, though?
But yes, when you do have this kind of demographic pandering, it 10 out of 10 times comes off as just... out of touch, patronizing, it's just pointless.
Yeah,
we don't need more dumb shit.
I'm not looking at that and going, yes, finally.
Right?
Finally.
Right?
It's a shit meme from 90 years ago where it's like, damn, people don't take photos like you do of your friends, and that is a reality. But if you're going to Madame Tussauds with a group of 5 people, I reckon you, how many actual full group shots do you want to the point where you need a butler? We're not addicted to selfies. If you're watching, if you're a PR company and you want to, like, advertise on this podcast, you thought you'd check it out, take it from us. Like, if you want to advertise on it, we won't roast you.
I might.
You'll be exempt, but nah, not really.
I mean, that's the thing. Like, PR is contrived. I think it was around about 4 or 3 years ago where it's like all these PR companies, all they would do is either partner with Uber or Gelato Messina.
Oh, fuck me. Do you know how funny it was when, like, delivering puppies to the office from Uber, and it's like, how easy is it? How it's so funny when, like, all that time ago, people would bring, you know, puppy delivery thanks to Uber, and it's like, oh, hold on. You look at the company that's getting the puppy delivery and they're fucked. Like, it'll be like, you know, straight after the oil spill, BP does a puppy delivery or something, and it's, how do you not fucking see what's actually going on? Like, they're fucking manipulating you right now. But look at the selfie with the dog. Selfie butler, come over here. Fuck. It's just so messed up.
Messed up that it even exists, hey? And then, yeah, messed up that they can just miss the mark so much. And the fact that, the fact of the matter is, like, if you're probably working in an industry, I mean, that industry does tend to burn people out. So you've probably got a young person who is writing this, and then there'd be an old person in between them and like, you know, pressing publish, who has to say, well, I don't know if this is going to hit. And that person just wouldn't trust whatever the young person says. And so that it ends up being what an old person thinks a young person is. And then an actual, you know, whoever the target market actually is meant to be, which we can pretty much work out as millennials, reads that as an old person's take, even though it probably wasn't written by an older person. So just in the sense that a lot of those industries are set up incorrectly, a lot of the notions and preconceptions that we have about each other demographically are set up incorrectly, and the fact that even without the selfie butler, I think Madame Tussauds is a little bit fucked. I can just say this is not in anybody, let alone a god's divine plan. Thank you very much for listening. I hope you like the 3-case format.
Yeah, look, it means we can put out 2 a week, which we're really excited about. And hit us on the Instagram if you got those case submissions, at God Is Dead, not clickbait. Shout outs for listening if you have. Shout outs for watching if you have.
Shout outs to all the reviews. Yeah,
shout
out
a few
awesome.
Reviews. On the old phone. Let's have
a real
look.
Nice one.
Man, we have been so flattered by some of the reviews. Please, if you haven't done one, you want to leave a comment and 5 stars. It's helping push it out there. It's starting to get the podcast, you know, out there a little bit and up the charts, which we're really trying to push. Shout outs to Al_rocks, 5 stars. Says a genuinely funny look at the absurdity of the internet and why we can't have nice things. I'd agree with that. We can't have nice things.
Al does rocks.
Shout out Lauren M91, 2257 postcode. Gang, I'm actually 2256 back in the day. We were obviously you minor listener possibly. Loves the Sunny Coast references, love that. Corn is hashtag back, 5 stars. Thank you so much. TYRGFHSOB. I'm not going to try and pronounce it. 5 stars.
Your dad just mashed the keyboard when you were born.
And I really just want to shout C Unit Purvis. Honestly, this is such a beautiful review. It really blew us away when it came through.
Oh, yeah, dude. This is
we're not trying
amazing.
To blow smoke up our ass, but can we just shout you out? Because that was really actually heartwarming.
This is so nice. It goes, these two are divine. From C Unit Purvis.
Yeah.
It's a funny name. This is an institution in my weekly podcast routine. It is something of a moral compass calibrator for the internet age. Genuinely thoughtful, full of heart and hope for humanity, while hilariously delivering their special brand of cynicism, hinting that we might just be right near the end of the world. All that neatly packaged into 5 glorious, deflating case studies of pop culture, human carry-on and online waste funnels. Great listening.
Absolutely.
Man.
So beautiful. Thank you.
It's like, better than anything I could ever write.
Honestly, we were saying that. We're like, this is how we'd probably promote, like, sell it to an advertiser or something, is like that, you know. The Instagram's there. We put up all the media that we post. If you haven't checked it out, it's where you can see literally everything we've talked about. You can see a visual for it. Like I said, God Is Dead, not clickbait. I'm Bryce Mills. This is Campbell Walker.
And let us know if you like the 3-case podcast. And also,
for sure, we want to hear what you think. This is all for you guys. We just thought maybe it'd be a little more punchy, and you get twice a week as well, so it's fun for us and hopefully fun for you. But if not, like, hit us, because, you know,
friggin' yeah, cancel us.
Don't do that, but do you know, let us know your thoughts on it for sure. We're open to that. And
until next week. No, until halfway through this week.
Yeah, until in a few days, isn't it?
Don't you stop being delicious.
Whoa, what the f-
That's when you sign off. No.
Don't stop being delicious.
Love you.
What are you fucking love. Licking the listeners?
Yeah, licking the listeners. It's,
what the hell?
Nah, it's cool now, bro.
Bro.
It's cool.
Delicious?
Yeah.
I apologize.
It's cool now. It's cool.
When was it not cool?
I don't know.
When has it ever been anything but fucked?
Don't king shame me. Case closed.